up. I thought you'd be asleep by now. You know, work, and the girls wanted to get some drinks after. You know how it is. Oh, shut up. You know exactly where I was. He whined and dined me like always and used me with that ridiculous dick. Details? Ooh, are you feeling a bit possessive tonight, honey? Well, let me have a seat right here in your lap and tell you all about it. Well, first, he brought me to that new French restaurant downtown. So expensive. Gorgeous, though. Best wine I have ever had. Oh, I could die. And the food? Decadent. Delightful. He talks about his business dealings, how he landed some client who make him millions, blah, blah. And get this. He told me he'd win me from you. Like, he really thinks that's what this is. I told him in the beginning, but he still thinks with enough luxury and sex, he can steal me away. Idiot. Anyway, we had dinner and he drove us back to his place. He put on some music and invited me into his sitting room. Then I sat on his lap just like this and kissed him just like this. His neck. I even gave his ear a nibble. He couldn't keep his hands off me. He ran them up my legs and under my dress, around my back and gripping my hips. I could feel the lust in the air. Just like that. He even got a little impatient and tried to slip my dress down around my shoulder. I stopped him, obviously, but I can't say no to you. Oh, if you want my tits, you get them. Then I slid down from his lap and spread his legs and found the bulge in his pants. Oh, sweetheart, this cock, he might be a fucking idiot, but goddammit, his cock is so thick. I could barely help myself. I unzipped his pants and pulled it out, and it bounced off my face, and I swear, baby, I lost control. I started sucking. It was a slutty, sloppy mess. Well, I was totally dickmatized. I felt it. I couldn't stop. I moaned and tried talking dirty, but I didn't care. He was just a cocktail. I couldn't get enough of him. Started trying to deep throw it in. A few times I choked on him, and finally, I got it. My throat in this guy, he's not like you, baby. He has a nice cock, but he could barely last 30 seconds. Oh. Again, I love being throat fucked. Here I am just getting started, and this guy blows his load down my throat. So he's all like, oh baby, you're so amazing. And I pulled off my dress and laid back and I said, eat me today. And this asshole talks back. He really thought he was driving this whole arrangement. So I said it again and this time he obeyed. Because I'm not about to let him walk me out after just a fucking blowjob. So I grind into his face while he licks me, and finally I come. Plus, by the time I came, he was ready for my pussy. So I climb back into his lap, just like this and mounted that ridiculous cock and God, it made me fucking scream. I completely break for this cock. I'm absolutely feral. I'm moaning and screaming. I am so hard I almost cried. Then he starts throbbing and says he's close. This guy begs to come inside me, begs me. Promises everything I could ever dream of to let him spill that seed in me. Fuck, I'd live like a goddess if I just said, come in me. That's it. Oh, my cum is so deep. Fuck, baby. But for him, I have to have sucked his cock and swallowed it. He knows by now that only one man gets to come inside me. Isn't that right, baby? He's fun and all, but you're my man, and no fancy dinner or big dick is gonna change that. Did you have a good night? Ooh, that does sound fun. Why don't you tell me about it upstairs while I clean up a